time. All right, want to continue to ask you to do those who requested prayer. You may want to put these on your accountability sheet. Ms. Nedia Burson, N-E-D-I-A Burson. Ms. Nedia Burson. Nadia Burson. And Ms. Larissa McSwain and children. That's Larissa McSwain and children, as well as Ms. Nadia Burson. All right. Let's go ahead and begin tonight. John chapter 16. Good to see everybody here today. Good to see Brother Davis back with us. We've been missing him, but glad to see him with us on tonight. So let's go ahead and begin chapter 16 tonight. Christ comforted his disciples, getting toward the end of his ministry. Sorrow shall be turned to gladness. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And through the power of prayer, verse 33, peace, 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 peace. These things, what things? The 66 books in the Bible. Amen? I'm going to give you a moment of pause so you can let them reflect through your mindset. That is the 33 and the 27. I'm not going to say them, but I want you just in your mindset, just say them. Don't say them out loud, just say them. You can't say them. We need to get with somebody and say, well, what do I need to say? Amen. Because these things have I spoken unto you. See, it's all in line with that comfort of that spirit of truth of John 16, 13. See, when he said, howbeit when he, the spirit of truth, that is the comfort of the spirit of truth, these things that Jesus spoke unto them, that you should not be offended. That you should not be offended. A lot of time, brethren, because we stand on truth, sometimes when people don't understand because they can't understand because they are of the world, sometimes we get offended, see, for truth's sake. But we should never be offended for truth's sake, because when you know you're right, amen. When you know you're right, and when you go by based on these things that were written, that is when you know the 4, the 1, the 21, the 1 is a part of your Christian life, brother, you can't go wrong, amen, in spite of what other people are going to say. In spite of how other people may like you, amen, because the word of God is going to stand toward the end. They shall put you out of the synagogue, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do, who are they? That's the world, amen. But if you got your Bible, just write the world. That's what the world do. The world do that because the world don't understand us. Amen. They don't understand these things that are written. That's the reason why I keep saying, brethren, that until we understand the 33 and the 27 in relationship, how it's going to work, 39 and 27, brethren, we're going to have problems in relationship to understanding what is the word of God. Because this is the power of Romans 1 and verse 16. Because the world just don't understand. The world just don't understand because that. Sometimes when you don't understand, you get on the offensive mode. Go to me the book of Ephesians. See, this is one of my favorite sayings here. Ephesians chapter 5. See, beginning in verse 15, where he says, see then that you walk circumspectly. See, not as a fool, but somebody who is wise. See, the world is a fool. See, because they don't understand the 39 and the 27. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Verse 17, that's what I want to see. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but see, have an understanding, right? What is the will of the Lord? See, the world don't understand these things. See, the world don't understand because they don't understand. Sometimes they have a tendency to be on the offensive mode. But literally, they don't understand what God's will and God's intent is in relationship to understand what is the will of God. See, and that's the problem a lot of people just don't understand. And so that's the reason why he says here in verse 3 that, and these things will See, they, the world, do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. See, have not known the Father nor me. Now, a lot of times people can know scripture still but not know. Right? 1 John 5:13, these things are written that you may what? See, these things that I say, these things that are written. See, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So a lot of times you can know, you can understand, but because sin is there, sin blocked truth to being able to do his job in order, as John 15 say, that we are cleansed by the word. So that word known is a strong word. See, faith that we've been talking about on Sunday morning, faith, see, without works is what? See, you got to have faith there, substance there, Hebrews 11:1, in order to make work, in order to make faith work. See, without a proper faith, it's not going to work. Because it's impossible to please God without what? Faith. See, so you got to have that mindset in order to understand what is the will of the Lord. Look at verse 4. He said, but these things have I told you again. See, that when the time shall come. Now you see all this in future tense. See, for the time will come. You may remember that I told you of them. And these things I say not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Well, the question that I ask, well, even if he had told them from the beginning, would they still not understood? No, they would not. But we're going to see in verse 20, they still did not understand. Even in Acts chapter 1, they still did not understand. See, they didn't understand until Mark 9:1, Luke 24:45-47, that they received the miraculous indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 3:11, in order to confirm the word. See, they did not know it. They did not know it. They did not understand. So Jesus said here, he says here in verse number 4, he said, these things I told you that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them, and these things I say not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Now go back. I wonder when people read verse 4 and properly understanding or properly divine the word of truth, what they talking about, what the Holy Spirit is talking about when he used the tense, future tense, in relationship to the time will come. Will come for what? Why would it come? Well, it will come in fulfillment of the 39, amen. Is that right? Back from Genesis 3:15, am I right? To Genesis 12:1, am I right? Then thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Even the 17 books of prophecy, all of them points to who coming, right? Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth the Son, what, under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. See, the time will come for what? For Jesus to die on the cross, and the blood that he shed purchased what? Not another church, but what? The church. Y'all see me? See what I'm saying? See, that's the reason why I know, brethren, that the church of Christ is the right church. Right? Question. Did the time come for him to build a denomination? Did the time come for him to say, well, attend the church of your choice? You understand what I'm saying? So that's the language the Holy Spirit is using in fulfillment of the 66 books. See, the 39 and the old, the 27 and the new. So what I'm saying is that if you can't flow what we're talking about in relationship to the 5, the 12, the 5, the 17, see, the 4, the 1, see, the 21, the 1. See, I'm not saying that just to say numbers, but it reinforces what is the will of God in relationship. Well, what was Jesus talking about when he say, well, the time will come? For what? For what? Tell me. But I know that the will of God be fulfilled. Am I right? See, because I came not to destroy the law, but I came to do what? Fulfill the law. That is, that every prophecy in the Old Testament had to be fulfilled in order for God's will to be done. Boy, that's a lot of prophecy, amen. But every one of them, every I had to be dotted, every T had to be crossed, in order for God's will to be done, in order for the ecclesia to come, the church to come. So if you got your Bible, you just need to underline that. And that just gives you spiritual emphases to let you know that not only did he promise for the time to come, but guess what, brother? It came. it came. See, the Old Testament is a book of 39 books with one concept. It's a story that is written about Jesus coming. If Adam and Eve never sinned in the Garden of Eden, there had been never a need for the law, for the Old Testament. Amen. Then, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he came, right? Right? He came, Luke 19:10, seek and save that which is lost. See, Malachi said he was going to be a forerunner to prepare the way for what? Jesus. John the Baptist said, one who's coming after me now is mightier than I, whose shoelaces I'm not even worthy to tie. Amen. And that's just a few. Amen. He came. Amen. He died on the cross, didn't he die? And then the next 21 books, he's coming again. Right? And that's what we're waiting on, right? We're waiting for him to come back again to receive the church without spot and without what? Blemish. Thank God we're going to be a part of it. Amen. You know, I know we're going to be a part of it because he the vine and we are the what? Ain't that something? And I know as long as we abide in him, we're cleansed by the word. Were y'all with me at John 15? Amen. See, he going to come back and get the church, amen, in Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, amen. As long as we are faithful unto death, and I got to talk about James 1:12, amen. Y'all go back and look at it right quick, James 1:12. See, all this is the goodness of God, amen. See, James 1:12, see, blessed is the man. Every while I'm happy, amen. Ain't that right? See, because see, when you endure temptation, amen, because you have matured, because you have perfected, because you know this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience, knowing that you can't be double-minded, amen. See, you got to ask in faith, am I right? See, blessed the man that endure temptation, for when he is proven. That word tried means proven. Amen. He shall receive a crown of life, see, which, look what he said, the Lord had promised to them that love him. Now, if he would not have came, if the time would not have came, this could be fulfillment of truth. We couldn't be blessed. That's the reason why I brought him to tell you something. You can't be blessed in denominationalism. I don't care what they say. I don't care how much they say. I don't care what they say. They can say hallelujah, praise God, all they want to. Because see, number one, if you haven't been tried based on what has been written, and you have not been proven based on what has not been written, brother, it's all for what? Naught. And that's the same thing in the church. Why in the world are you going to be in the church and not abide? And that's something to think about. See, why are you going to be in the church in Ephesians 4:30 to quench the spirit? Blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Why are you going to do that? Amen. We got too many examples in the Old Testament, the New Testament, who people who have rebelled against God and sinned against God, the penalty was always damnation. God never tolerated sin. Now, he loved the sinner. See? I was laughing today about these churches making our proclamations today about the Boy Scouts, and they're saying, well, we no longer going to let them meet in our building. Well, number one, you should have never let them be there anyway, because that's not the work of the church. Amen. See what happens when you begin to add to God's word? When you begin to pervert, that's not the work of the church. Amen. Now, at one time, it may be in a good organization, but that's not the work of the church. They should never even been there. Right? See, that's what happens when you transgress God's word. I just thought I'd throw that in. Amen? I just thought I'd drop that by. Okay? Because, see, God's word is always right. Amen? In relationship. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, in understanding. So when you go back and look at this again, see, and I like that. He said, when the time shall come. See, you may remember that I told you. He said, you may. See, it wasn't no guarantee, because if it was a guarantee, he never would have sent them the comforter. See, if he knew that they we're going to understand everything that he taught them during the 3 years of his personal ministry, he never would have sent them the Comforter. Right? Because he sent that Comforter, he sent that Spirit of Truth, see Mark 16:20, to confirm. And then in fulfillment of Matthew 3:11, he said, some of you are going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and some with fire. Now that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit that they were baptized in, but why were they baptized? That they may remember that we may have the perfect law of liberty. Right? How far we knew in part, right? We prophesied in part, right? But when that which is what? Is come, that which is in part shall be what? See? That's why in the church, all that foolishness has been done away with. Amen? And guess what, brethren? I say it. We who partake of it, we partake of that evil deeds. Especially when you know it's wrong, but you're going to get along just to get along. See? I love my wife, but I'm not going to follow her to hell. I'm just not going to do it. I just can't do that. I hope you won't either. And like I tell you all the time, don't you ever let nobody control your spirituality. We're free moral agents. We're creatures of choice, right? You have intellect. You can think. You know right from wrong, right? You can read. You can study to show yourself approved unto God. Don't you let nobody control your spirituality. I don't care how close you may be. I don't care who it may be. You make decisions concerning your own spirituality. Does that make sense? See, you following other people just because you like them or just because they preach well or just because they sing well, whatever it may be. See, you control your own destiny. And that's the point that we need to understand. Y'all with me so far? See, and that's the point that he's saying here. See, he said here, you may remember that I told you. See, he wasn't going to leave it to that remembrance. Because the task was just too important. Amen. Because we get down in here later on, see, he's talking about they being sad by him dying, but he said this sadness is going to be turned to joy. See, you understand the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. See, if you understood the cross and what the cross symbolized, if you understood the blood that he shed, see, it'll make you smile. Especially if you're in the ecclesia and you know you're there. You know you abide in him. See, you know that you got a mansion up there. See, I ain't talking about no guessing. Sometimes I hear people say, well, you going to him? I want to go. I know I'm going. How you gonna say that for? Unless you're not sure about something you ain't doing. Amen. And then, if you sit here, or anybody sitting here, it's something that you know, well, I don't know, I want to go. And there's something in there that causing you not to go. Well, who fought not to get rid of it? God forgives all sin, right? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness, amen? That's what examination does, am I right? See, you sit down and examine yourself, see whether you're in the faith. You didn't know, or you know what the problem is that beset you. I know what I wrestle with every day. See, I've been wrestling with certain things for a long time. See, I want to problem it. I just got it under control, but it tried to sneak out sometimes. I'm just telling you the truth. It tried to sneak out sometimes. See, I just got it under control. You know what controlled it? The word. Know you're not just your body, the temple of the Spirit. See, I don't put so much of the word in there. See, and that mindset give me an understanding. When that old devil come in there and creep out, I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I'd be like, it is written. But I ain't got rid of it. It's there. That's where it is. You never get rid of it. You get rid of something, but something you just ain't going to get rid of because it's a part of you. Where you think he told Paul, my grace is sufficient? That's what it is. Unmerited favor. We ain't doing it by ourselves. It's God's grace. It's the word. Amen. The reason why he said these things were written. So if heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, right, in relationship to, he said, well, some of y'all saw him jumping on the head, but they're going to turn to joy. Man, every one of us under the sound of my voice who call yourself Christian, man, you ought to be smiling all over yourself. It's better than going to Disney World. Amen. You know why I say that? Because none of us know where death is. None of us know. You don't have to be sick to die. People die instantly all the time. Why do you think he says, be always ready? But the whole point I'm saying, see, this is the scenario. He gives you the word, these things that were written, you got the 66, you understand the 66, you study, you put it in the temple, you get the understanding so you can know the will of the Lord. He give you examination, and that's the good thing about it. See, if we was not able to distinguish between right or wrong, we have problems. But guess what? Don't nobody know me no better than me. I'm with me 24 hours a day. Amen. Sometimes I hear wires say, man, I know my husband, and you know it to a point. You don't know everything that goes through that rascal mind. You just don't know that. You just don't know that. And he ain't going to tell you everything. See, long as me and my wife been mad, sometimes we'll talk and some will sneak out. She said, you ain't never told me that before. And I said to myself, I got a lot more he going to tell you. I'm just telling you the truth. Some things just leave alone for peace sake. Amen. Am I right? But you know. And thank God, this is the point, thank God that when you were buried with him in the water grave of baptism, you left the old man of sin there. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, you became a new creature in Christ Jesus. So why are you going to hang on? Paul said, forget those things behind and press on, right? Too many times we can't go forward to hold on to yesterday. Yesterday gone. See, don't worry about that. Today is a new day. See, some are going back. I remember 3 years ago. We were just talking about that one with Katrina. Walking around with shoe boxes in our shoes. That's the past. Now I got soles on my shoes. They ain't flipping. That's God's grace. Amen. Amen. Come on, let me go back to my lesson. Y'all with me? See, and that's a good thing, brother. And we should know that, don't we? Amen. Amen. Okay. So verse 5, he said, but now I go my way. All right. John 14:6. All right. The way. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the what? See, the way. You know, they were called the way. A lot of times, the early apostolic apostle was called, they're part of the way. The way. Because people knew them to live that way. See, we are the way. See, let me tell you something. Man, we as Christians just should be so different than the world. You all know a Christian from the devil. Amen. I mean, it's just something what the Word of God would do for us, amen. And people say, well, man, he must be a church. He must be a Christian, man. It's something different about him. You understand what I'm saying? And you don't even have to, you don't even have to tote a Bible. You don't even have to say Jesus, 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 Jesus. You don't even have to set your answer and say, in Jesus' name. You don't have to do all that. It's just something about your life, the light that you shine. I mean, that people see a difference in our life. Because, see, the only way people are going to see Jesus is about the life that we live. We are ambassadors for Christ. That's the reason why we are the way. It was a sad day that the devil had splintered us so much and caused so much division in the church. And we speak, we don't say the same thing. And we say one thing on Sunday and live a different way on Monday. Amen. And it shouldn't be that way. It just shouldn't be that way. So he says here in verse number 5, he said, but now I go my way to him. See, back to him, to God that sent me. Why did he send him? That's another question we need to be asked. Why did God send him into the world? Did he send him in the world for y'all and us to do what we want to do? Why? Sent me, and now you ask me, where goest thou? Because see, they just didn't understand, like a lot of people today. They don't understand the work of the church. They don't understand, why we are here, what the church for. The church is nothing but a way for us to get from this life to heaven. We who are part of the way have been born again, amen. Am I right? to that second birth. You're born into this world, that's a second birth, amen. The first death is you bear the old man of what? Sin, and then Hebrews 9:27, you die again. Two births, two what? Two deaths. So in between there, that dash, you know, born 19, whatever, you got a dash in your life. Well, you don't know what that day going to be because you ain't died, right? Well, that dash is the 21 books, right? See, that you live. That makes us a part of the way, am I right? That we live. See, and that's what he's talking about here. When he talks about, see, whether goest thou. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Well, why did it fill their heart? Because they didn't know. They just didn't have no understanding. They did not have not one inclination. And this is the 16th chapter. Jesus had been with them 3 years, okay? And still, they did not understand why Jesus came. But in Acts chapter 1, they asked the question, well, Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? Because they still thought it was going to be a physical kingdom. Now, they knew being Jews under the law, they knew that a king was coming. They knew that through the seed of Abraham. Amen. Because you remember when Peter stood up and preached on the day of Pentecost, he made the proclamation. He said, now Abraham is still dead. Amen. And he's in his sepulchre. But this Jesus who we serve is alive. So they knew, they had been taught through Jewish law that a king was coming. But they thought it was going to be a physical kingdom. That's the same thing about Jews today. See, the Jews today say Jesus is not the Messiah. They're still waiting on the king to come. Well, they said Jesus was a good man. They said Jesus, well, he's just like John the Baptist. Or he may have been like Jeremiah. He may have been one of the prophets. But they said the king hadn't come. They're still waiting for the king to come. See, that's why they don't believe in Jesus to be the Christ, the anointed one. Because he was not. You know why? Because they thought it was going to be a physical kingdom in relationship to a spiritual kingdom. You remember when Jesus told them, he said, I'll tear it down and build it back up in 3 days. They didn't understand, well, how can you do that? Well, he wasn't talking about a physical kingdom. He was talking about what? See, and that's what he did. See, he tore it down in 3 days. He died, buried, what? Resurrected. In 3 days, am I right? It's not physical. The reason why you can't make the church physical. See, people want to make the church physical. People want to put gymnasium. People want to put activity in it. People want this. People want that. That ain't the work of the church. And then y'all get offended because I tell you it's not. Amen. That brother lies against everything. Don't want to do nothing. Wait, I can't do nothing if Jesus didn't tell me to do it. Amen. Right? I just can't do it. Because I ain't got instructions. Amen? So they didn't understand that. And because they didn't understand it, they were ignorant. And that's what he's saying here. See, and that's the problem that a lot of people have today. See, they knew Jesus was dying, but they didn't know why he was dying. And that's the reason why verse 6 is because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Well, why would you be sorry? Jesus was coming into the world to die on the cross, Luke 19:10. Seek and save that was the Lord. This is what he's going to say. See, the blood that he shed would purchase the church. Man, you should be happy about that. Amen. Am I right? He was the lamb to be slain. He was the high priest. He was the anointed one. He was going to go in the temple for once atone for sin. Ain't that wonderful? Like John said, that's all the hope we had. Amen. So why are you going to be sorry? They're like dying, folks. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. You can't get there. Unless you die. Because you didn't come here to stay. You got to die to get to heaven, amen. Well, I just ain't ready. Well, see, you don't understand. See, you just don't understand. Heard somebody talking on the TV, and they were talking about, well, when you die, it ain't really what people say it's going to be. You just go into another world. That's no heaven, that's no hell. And you just go into another realm. I said, die. I dare you to die. And they talking, that smack, die. You be just like that rich man, lose his thing. You wake up in hell and you'll cry, won't you? Because there is a hell, amen. See, that'll be a good study. Go back in your Bible or either Google it and see how many times the word hell is used. Use a whole heap of time. Amen. Because hell is for real. Amen. And Jesus came that we not go to hell. And that's the reason why, brother, we shouldn't sorrow. Well, we should be happy. But look at verse 7. Either nevertheless I tell you the truth. Underline that, brother. You know what? I'm holding my hand, the truth. Y'all know that? And not an error in it. Amen. This is the truth. Sanctified by thy word, John 17:17. Thy word is what? Truth. Truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. See? For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. If you got your Bibles, write Mark 9:1. Write Luke 24:45-47. See? Write John 15:26, 16:13. All right. See, he had to go in order for the comfort to come. You with me? Go to 1 John 5:8. See, that's the deity in working. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The word deity means Godhead, family. Amen. So when you go to 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 8, see, look what it says here, verse 7. All right? If you're there, 1 John 5:7, write Matthew 3:18. Because here he said, for there are three that bear record in heaven, right? The Father, the Word, John 1:1, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, right? And the Holy Ghost. If you're there, write 1 Corinthians 6:19, Acts 2:38. And these three are what? One. Am I right? So he's saying here, he said, well, if I don't go away, well, the Comforter can't come. Because the Father already has what? Sent me. Now, the Father has sent me. Now, I'm going to go away, and what I'm going to do is send you that Comforter, which is the Spirit of what? Right? To confirm the Word, Mark 16:20, right? Is that right? Y'all understand that? You see all three working, right? Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. See, like someone say, well, let's do three pies, and we're going to name one the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I said, you crazy. Don't disgrace them like that. You heard people say that. They take three, and we're going to name one the Father, one. Nuh-uh, that ain't what it means. Amen? Because, see, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost have meaning in relationship to why we saved, folks. Amen? That is, see, the Father sent the Son, right? And what he's simply saying here, well, if I don't go away and come back, well, the Comforter can't come. And if the Comforter can't come, guess what? We ain't got the 66 books. Right? Because that's the reason why we got the perfect law of liberty. Right? Because Jesus died on the cross. You understand? You see what I'm saying? Father came. What he did? He sent the Son, right? Son died, right? He died. So what he's simply saying here, well, now I'm going to send the Comforter back here, and what he's going to be called? The Spirit of Truth. Why? To confirm the Word, Mark 16:20. Y'all got that? See, until you get in your mindset to be transformed to think it, you ain't going to know it. I'm telling you, folks, if you don't know it and don't understand it, it ain't going to mean nothing to you. If it don't mean nothing to you, you're not going to be transformed. See? And that's when Romans 16:17 comes, because people are simple-minded. Preachers will come with smooth words and fast speeches to deceive you. And that's what he said in Romans 16:17. Because people are simple-minded. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. If you don't think it's important to know 39 and 27, and I know you get tired of hearing me and saying this here, and understand what 1 John 5:8 is saying, well, you ain't going to understand chapter 16. You're just not going to get it. Well, let me tell you something.
If you was in the world and you understand what Jesus is saying here about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and what they mean and what they represent, you'd get in the church. You'd be in the church because you understand what God's will is. How would you not? God the Father, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, right? That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting word. So he sent Son down here, right? Luke 19:10. He came to seek and save that which was lost. We just got to reading what he said. Well, if the comforter don't come, see, if I don't leave, the comforter can't what? Can't come. Why? Because the comforter came after Jesus died on the cross to confirm everything that Jesus stood 3 years that he was here. He couldn't trust them because they were ignorant. They were ignorant. They just didn't understand. They had been with the man for 3 years, slept with him, ate with him, walked with him, did everything with him, but they still were ignorant. Weren't we ignorant? So I was in the church, in the denomination of the world, 30, 40 years. You was a good person. You thought what you were doing was right. Look at the Ethiopian eunuch. Look at Cornelius. They were good people. Am I right? But they were ignorant. Right? Y'all with me? You weren't no bad person, whatever you were. I don't guess. But you were ignorant. Until truth came and faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God, to the point when truth entered in your life, you heard it, and you like that unity. See, here's water. What does it hinder me? Amen. You with me? But you got to understand the first oracle. That's what he's talking about over in Hebrews 5. See, why would they still babes in Christ? Because they just didn't understand the first oracles. They just didn't understand the basics. It's just like, I try my best. But I just couldn't get those integrals and exponents, and when Miss Maddie met Susan May, I just couldn't get it because my mind was old and I just didn't understand. Now, probably not 4 more months there, I may got it. You understand? I just wasn't used to that. Now, I told him, I said, now you talking about negatives and positives. I know if I go to Walmart, I said, how much that is? I said, $15. And I say, I know I ain't got five. I'm short 10. I know that. But why in the world are you going to sit there and put parentheses and put an X, minus 15, another parentheses, to the second power, and all you got to do is say it like I just said it? Then wouldn't that make sense? Huh? He said, Mr. Lyle, it just don't work that way. He said, you're supposed to do your parentheses first, you do your exponent next. I said, man, you're making it difficult. Don't you know that, John? Huh? You ever been to the grocery line, they say, with $20, you ain't got but 15. You start looking through your budget, take this off. You ain't never done that. Can you get below where you can be positive? You ain't never did that. You go to your bag and say what you don't need. Well, you need everything, but you ain't got no money for everything. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And the point that I'm trying to make, I'm not trying to be funny, well, it's the same way with spirituality. The 39, see, the 27. See, what I'm trying to say to you, see, unless you sit here and say, man, I got to get this. Because, see, same way they didn't understand, you're not going to understand. And when you understand, you can't do it. I don't care how much you say you love the Lord. Your mindset ain't right. Because your mindset got to be right. You got to be Romans 12:2, not conform, but you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind to understand what we're saying here. See. And most people don't because, see, they're not taught that way. People have been to church around all their life and go to church all their life. And then you ask one, two, or three questions to people who've been in church 30 or 40 years having the books in the Bible. They can't tell you. How many Old Testament? They can't tell you. Now, I'm not talking about breaking it down. See, I'm not talking about going to 1 John 5:8 and then knowing, understand. Like I said, see, you should be able to do the same thing because what that do is give you reasoning
to understand what is the will of the Lord. Well, the whole will of the Lord was this. Adam and Eve sinned, right? Genesis 2, right? Sin brought forth what? And because sin brought forth death, well, what God had to do, he said, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and his seed, and we're into the mean warfare, that is, that through the seed of a woman, and we're going to see later on, they're going to talk about a woman giving birth. See, that woman giving birth conceived Jesus to come into this world. Amen. See, that is, see, and so the whole Old Testament, the 39 there, is just a conflict. See, the devil at work with God's seed. The devil saying, yeah, I know you're going to come, but you ain't going to come. And the first encounter happened in Genesis 4. When Cain killed Abel. Because Jews said that Cain was unrighteous. Abel was righteous. So when Cain killed the righteous one, right? The devil said, well, how can the seed go in the father? I already done won. It's over. Jesus ain't coming. But thank God, always a ram in the bush. That was another one by the name of Seth. Am I right? Then came old Genesis 6. Y'all remember that? Man had done every imaginable sin upon the face of earth. Can you believe every imaginable sin? So when y'all start talking about homosexuality, it just didn't start 25 years ago. It's been around from the beginning of time. Amen? And he repented that he made man. God repented that he made man. But he found the devil said, I don't want again. This man been to destroy the whole world. How that seed going to what? Continue. Found one man. Found grace in his eyesight, right? No. But what I'm saying, you can go through them 39 books. But see, you got to know. 5, 12, 5, 17. You got to understand it and know it. And you got to watch that thing travel from Genesis all the way to Malachi. And then finally, Malachi 3, there was a forerunner named John. And he was going to come and prepare the way for who? Jesus. But see, you're watching that seed travel from generation to generation to generation to Galatians 4:4. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. See, he had to come. Y'all with me? See? And that's what happened. Y'all with me? See? But see, you got to know that and you got to understand that. And that's what's wrong with the world today. See, when you understand that and know that and went through all that the Holy Spirit, the God, the Father, God, Son, and God, the Holy Spirit went through, man, you wouldn't sit there. You wouldn't dare sit there and question God. When you read it in the book, man say, well, I just don't understand. For you to understand. Just do it. Amen. How you think Abraham must have felt? His only son. You ever thought about that? Can you imagine when he got there, he looked around, what offering? Do you mean what I'm saying that? What offering that? He didn't see nothing. Amen. He had to have some faith, didn't he? To take his only son. There was about 100 when they had a child. Can you imagine me and Doctor 100 having a child? Amen. That would be funny. And then God gonna tell me to kill him? Amen. He got ready to come down, didn't he? He was gonna kill him. And the angel of the Lord came and stopped him. Amen. Now you tell me what you want to be standing behind Abraham on Judgment Day. When you sit there with your self-will and want to do what you want to do. Because you fail, when I say you, me and you, when we fail to study, got the perfect law of liberty, we got the royal law, right? You got everything you need, but we sit here and want to do what we want to do versus what God tell us to do. Y'all with me? But see, you got to get that understanding. I mean, I just can't say it enough. I know you sometimes get tired of me being repetitious, but I'm being repetitious because sometimes when you hear it over and over and over again, see, you get it. But see, once you get it, see, you got it. See. And then once you got it, you'll feel better. See, because once you got it, and then you're going to be different. than everybody else, then they're going to talk about you, but that's all right. Because your mindset, you have to, amen. Because you're not going to jeopardize that gift of eternal what? Eternal life. And that's a blessing that we have. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Ain't good to be saved? And you know it? Amen. Well, I'm out of time, but I'm going to read verse 7. I ain't going to be able to deal with it. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Expedient for you that I go away. You know what? If you dare, let me walk you through it right quick. You got a pen. I'm going to walk you through it. Okay? Because, see, truth, underline that. See, you got to tell the truth. You can't lie on that. You got to tell the truth. That I go away. Amen. So you're going to tie that back into verse 4, right? For the time shall come, right? Same concept, right? For if I go not away, see, if Jesus never died on the cross, or if you don't think the importance of the cross, well, why do you need a comforter? Well, you ain't got now. Amen. Will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him, and by the word him, right, Holy Ghost. Amen. Unto you. See, so you see all three working now. 1 John 5:8. Just tie it in that somewhere too. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then verse 8, he said, and when he is come, that he tie back to him. That's the Holy Ghost, right? Amen. Y'all see the language that the Holy Spirit uses? Man, he knew some ground with Denny Catherine. See, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Amen. Now, tie that back in 2 Timothy 4:2. Don't know what we're supposed to do when we preach the gospel? Reprove, rebuke, exhort. See, that's what truth will do. The truth will either make you, amen, or it won't make you. Either truth going to keep you here or going to run you away. So when you see people running, well, they don't want truth. Because when you know, when you right, why are you going to leave? Am I right? Separate. Goodness and unrighteousness. All right? Of sin because they what? Believe not on me. That's Jesus, right? We'll pick back up next week. Y'all with me so far? Read the whole chapter. All right? But the last verse, verse number 33, I like that. He said, because all the above these things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have what? Peace. Want to be happy? You want peace? Amen. And ain't where you live, it's called Jesus. And what kind of car you going to drive away in, it's called Jesus. Amen. Cars break down, houses burn down, but Jesus is going to be here forever. Amen. Ain't that right? All right, brother. It's good to be saved, folks. Thank him every day. Sometimes two or three, it won't hurt. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. All right, well, we're out of time. What a wonderful time we had today.